I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gunners with Mesut Ozil. That's a lovely ball. Ramsey plays it in. There's the header. And it's gone in. It's crept in by Olivier Giroud. And that's the goal Arsenal needed.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Arsenal were working their way into the game here. Good play. Terrific ball by Ozil down the left-hand side. But look at the goalkeeper. I was just giving him a lot of praise, being very, very decisive. But this, I've got to say, is poor goalkeeping. It's a simple save. He puts his arm out, hits it with his arm, hits him on the side of the head, and lands up in the back of the net.
So Arsenal have a goal kick, leading 1-0. They do need another goal, we know that, to make it through. Otherwise, it's unfamiliar territory of the Europa League. Obviously mean games on a Thursday night and Premier League matches being switched back to a Sunday. Ozil. It's a good ball, lofted over. Campbell. He's still got it, Campbell. He's done well. Giroud's in and he scored. That's the goal Arsenal were looking for. Made by Joel Campbell and scored by Olivier Giroud.
Absolutely incredible. Fantastic play by Arsenal, particularly Campbell. Little ball that was lobbed over to him. I thought the opportunity was gone, but he really did regain his composure inside the box and slipped a lovely little ball through to Giroud. And Giroud finishes terrifically this time. 2-0 Arsenal.
And that would be enough. A long way to go. It's a shame it's not the 90th minute.
Yeah, Ozil with the little ball over again. Look at good little touch by Campbell. Looks like he's lost the opportunity. Little drag back, sees the run of Giroud. Good little run by Giroud. Way to pass is perfect this time. Just side-footed into the net. 2-0 Arsenal.
Just what the doctor ordered, really, because we know we can afford to concede one then. At the moment, it's quite precarious, but at least Arsenal have the advantage. Good ball by Ozil. Now Giroud, can he put a ball in here? It's just a little bit long for Walcott. It might fall to Monreal. Is that a handball? It is, a penalty. Monreal shot struck a hand. I think it's Da Costa who's been booked, and Arsenal have a penalty.
Well, it's very, very close. It struck with great power. Just having a look.
And Giroud is on for a hat-trick here. It was indeed El Abdelalouy. Initially, I wasn't too sure if it was Da Costa or El Abdelalouy, but it was the latter, who has been booked, and if they did get through Olympiacos, he'd be suspended for the first leg of the last 16. But that would pale into insignificance if Arsenal could score here, because you feel a goal here and Arsenal will be through. And Giroud doesn't miss. He gets the hat-trick, and this is a famous night for Arsenal. They now lead 3-0, and they have more than one foot into the last 16.
You can subscribe to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast on iTunes or listen to a new show every Monday on Arsenal.com and SoundCloud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.